Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Industry Week is a national publication devoted to news important to manufacturing plants around the world, and once a year, they publish a list of their best plants in this country. Of the six plants selected this year, two were from South Carolina, including our next guest's company. Tyron Javis is plant manager at Intertape Polymer Group in Blythewood, South Carolina. Today he's in our studio. Ty, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Congratulations on this award.
Thank you. We really appreciate it.
Tell us a little bit about the plant here in South Carolina.
We're about a 350,000 square foot facility. Being in South Carolina dates back to the 1930s when it first developed in South Beltline. It's around in the USC, University of South Carolina area. From there, we make stencil product for the monument business. We make duct tape for a global, because we're a global business, as well as masking tape. From there, we transferred to Blythewood because the building was old and outdated and needed some transformation to continue to be competitive in the international market.
What were the criteria that the magazine used to deliver this Best Plant in the Country award?
One of the main criteria is that you have to show 3 years of continuous improvement within your operational excellence. So we have what's called the Intertape Polymer Business System, with what we use to show growth year over year, dedicated to our financial results, starting with safety and ending with stewardship, which deals with contributing to the community, which what we do normally is Harvest Hope Food Bank, Tour for Tots, Heart Walk every year, Breast Cancer Walk. One of the main factors that helped us was our waste reduction. We was able to reduce about $3.5 million in waste for a total of 3 years. Along with that, we've been able to decrease our cost to produce, along with our total engagement with our plant. So we don't have supervisors in the plant. We have a team that's really focused on what the expectations are and then how to deliver them. So our key performance indicators help us know whether we're on target or whether we're off target. If you're off target, you have a red dot. If you're on target, you have a green dot. So our engaged team, who's led by just team leads, no supervisors, and then our operators that report to the team leads also understand these and how does it work towards our daily process. This helps us continue to really stay competitive in the market and have a one family, one team culture, because everyone is dedicated to the success of the business every single day.
Is this a new trend in manufacturing, or is this specific to Intertape Polymer Group, this system of no supervisors, of teams instead?
It's a new process that many organizations are developing, and is dedicated to lowering your overhead costs, taking out layers within the operation that really helps from the floor to your senior team. For example, for me, I'm a floor guy, so I manage the site, but also I'm engaged with the plant to make sure that everyone understands the playbook every single day. And then from there, we all work together, along with my staff team members, to keep the team engaged in the day-to-day processes. And it works very well for us. Not only are we competitive but in the market with our cost structure, but it also creates a one-family, one-team culture with everyone staying on the same page all the time, rather than having multiple levels of communication.
You mentioned one of the things you were recognized for this award is waste reduction.
In any manufacturing site, there's waste. One of the items that we incur is adhesive waste on our coating process. We've been able to find ways to recycle that adhesive waste rather than throw it away. We've also worked on not even making waste at all. So we have projects dedicated to making sure the lines continue to have more uptime, less downtime, less waste thrown away. We've been also able to recycle waste back into our processes, which also makes our waste that's going to landfill a significant reduction.
Was this also a result of the team aspect that is happening there at your facility?
Absolutely, because everyone has their ownership. We all meet into our what's called a war room. For us is a data-driven room that has all of our charts, graphs. From there, we have key team members associated with that process. We all work together to create a plan. From that plan, we execute it on the floor, and then the results show in the financials. And it's been working well for us, being able to keep everyone engaged, because everyone is accountable, because we all are involved in that overall plan. Rather than submitting a plan and just say go do it, we all understand what that plan is together, because we help build the plan together.
Well, Ty, congratulations again on the award, and thank you so much for stopping by our studio.
Thank you.
Tyrone Javis is the plant manager at Intertape Polymer Group in Blythewood, South Carolina, recently named one of the best manufacturing plants in the United States by Industry Week magazine. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.